breakfast as soon as I can.
The mailbox is full and cannot...
Greetings, the automatically related husband, and I'll keep it simple tonight. It does seem that I bottomed out again and may be coming back slowly. There may be some possibilities. Rapid OnSite has returned. And, I'm putting together a technique that I've developed over many years and making some refinements to make it real. Where you fire up, go to a website, click on a program, download it and install it, and, just run it. So it's very easy to do, and it takes over your computer, like a virus would. But obviously you do this by intention, and the objective is to make it simple for somebody at a store to fire this up, and it gives them people at Rapid control of that computer, full control of the computer, remotely. And so that's coming together nicely, which is part of Shofar Nexus. It uses the Matryoshka protocol, or Matry, which anyway. So that made some good progress this week, and I'm being paid for this again. So this is good news. There may also be some doors potentially, doors were knocked on, back with Shofar leaks, especially in the issue of sexual slavery. So we'll see what happens there. But the other thing is, I did get a call, actually it was yesterday, from Sharon Leonard. So this is something my wife may want to know about. I don't know. Maybe she completely forgot about everybody in North Carolina or in Tennessee. It's now been years when I took Jim Leonard. He drove from Ducktown to Cleveland, and then I drove him from there to Chattanooga to see a doctor. This is where I got my mask and whatnot that I never wore. Then we drove back, and he drove home. But it's the last time I've seen him. He's been to the hospital, other hospitals and whatnot, a lot of medical treatment for the issues relative to his foot, and it continued to get worse, apparently. And what Sharon Leonard told me, he's dealing right now with cancer on the brain. What that means, I don't know. It is my hope to go see him soon. I haven't seen him in years. He's 62. A young guy. He's my friend. He's a brother. And so I give you the picture of us two distinguished gentlemen from almost 10 years ago. You don't give up on friends. 1 Corinthians 13. Love never ends. My lady, my wife, I love you. That hasn't ended. And I ask for you back.